Hey, aspiring mothers. If you like this podcast, consider becoming a supporter. Your small donation helps sustain future episodes. Thank you for your continuing support. Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Dr. Seuss.
Welcome to The Aspiring Mother, where stay-at-home mom and mother of two, Vashti Maya, talks about motherhood in a whole new way. The good, the bad, and the not-so-pretty. If you're ready to be inspired, laugh, cry, and everything in between, here's your host.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to This Aspiring Mother. I cannot speak. You are listening to a very special episode because this is the 6-month anniversary of the podcast. Whoa! I'm so excited to... So as you heard, I have a guest here, Jackson. I'm recording this and Jackson does not want to go to sleep, so he is here with mommy while I get this done. But I hope you guys don't mind if there's some baby babble in the background. But for the 6-month anniversary, I decided to do a Q&A. It's going to be the first Q&A on this podcast. And I think maybe every anniversary, I'll just have a Q&A just to kind of catch up with you guys. Just talk about some funny stories along the way that I've learned, you know, thus far in my podcast journey. So first, I just want to say, I know I said it, but thank you so much to my weekly listeners. You guys mean the world to me. I'm so honored that you have been tuning in every week. It means the world to me, really, your support and your encouragement, your guys' words. I see your comments. I see your reviews, everything. It really does keep me motivated and just, it like lets me know that what I'm doing is for a good reason. And it's for a good cause. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for getting us to 6 whole months. And I wanted to just take a second to kind of tell you guys and shout you guys out. So I love you guys and keep up the good work. So moving on, I asked on Instagram if you guys could ask me some questions about any topic that you guys wanted me to answer. And I actually got more than I thought. I thought I would get like one question, if we're being honest, but I got like 10 or something like that, which is like, you know, maybe not that much, but let me see. I haven't counted. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, okay, I got 17. Ooh. So I don't know if I'm going to answer all of them because I don't know how long that would take to do that, but I will answer as many as I can and we will go from there. So I'm just going to jump right into it and yeah, I will start answering you guys' burning questions. All right. So the first question I have is, what made you start the podcast? And so this is, I mean, it's not a very long story, but basically, I used to do YouTube, and I love doing YouTube, and I'm still doing YouTube to this day, but it was more mommy-based, and I just felt like so much pressure to make my life seem so perfect, and I started YouTube because I wanted to inspire people, and then when I became a mom, it's like, okay, well, now I want to inspire moms, but like I said, it just made me feel like I needed to be perfect, the life that I was portraying. My house had to be clean all the time, you know, because it's visual. So it's very like everything needs to be aesthetically pleasing. And that works for some people, but for me, it's like I don't really want to worry about that. And that was just like something that, I mean, I could have gotten over, but it just, every time I filmed a video, I just had to make sure everything was clean. It just, I didn't want to put my dirty ass house, you know, like online. So it just, I just felt too much pressure from that. But I knew that I wanted to share a message with moms out there. And so my husband actually was going to start a podcast with his friends. And so he was talking about how he wanted to start a podcast and all of that. And I was like, you know, that actually kind of sounds like something that I could do. It's like, I hate the sound of my own voice, but if people want to listen to what I have to say, and I do have something to say and share with other moms out there, then this seems like the perfect place to do that. So I was like, I want to target moms out there that are struggling because I know what that feels like. I know, you know, feeling like I'm alone, you know, nobody understands as far as your friend group or whatever it is. I understand that. And so I knew that I wanted to be that voice and that connection to other moms. Like, hey, I know sometimes being a mom literally is the worst and it sucks so hard, but you're not alone. And I think it's really important that we remember that, that, you know, no matter what, like, somebody else is going through the same thing that you are. And yeah, that's just what I wanted to be, that voice. So that is why I started the podcast, and I'm so happy that I did it and I didn't chicken out, and like, I'm so much better off for it. So yeah, I'm super excited about that. Next question is, what's your favorite topic to talk about? My favorite topic to talk about is probably the struggles, honestly. The struggles of motherhood have been a huge topic on my channel because I suck at being a mom some days, and I feel like people are so scared to talk about that. Sorry, guys. Jackson is just like in his own world. But yeah, it's like, I feel like people are scared to talk about that, and I don't feel like we should. I feel like we should embrace, you know, the good and the bad. And in this day and age, people judge you for like dropping your pen. You know, everything is like, you people judge you for, but I feel like, you know, it's time to talk about that. It's time for people to understand that this is normal and that everybody goes through ups and downs. So that is what I really wanted to convey to everybody, you know, and that, yeah. So I guess my favorite topic is the struggles. Next question is, what is your favorite part about motherhood? I think so far my favorite part about motherhood is just watching my kids grow and their different stages. And although the stages can be super rough, but it's super cool to be like, oh my gosh, you didn't know how to do that 5 minutes ago and now you do. So it's super cool to, you know, just watch somebody develop and grow into the person that they're supposed to be. And it's like, even Jackson, it's like he knows how to walk now. And it's like a month ago, he was just like crawling everywhere and didn't understand, you know, how to put one foot in front of the other. But he's like trying to run around now. And that's just amazing to see. Or Hazel, it's like she's trying to put sounds together when she's looking at books. So it's like she's almost reading and she's 3. So it's like, it's just so cool to see them develop into little people. And I'm just super blessed that I get to enjoy that and cherish that and, you know, be there for their journey. Next question is, how do you deal with your partner when you don't see eye to eye on parenting? So me and Zach, we share a lot of the same views when it comes to parenting. I think the biggest thing with us is sometimes Zach, I mean, me too, like he calls me out on it, is like language in front of our kids. And it's really hard to shut that off sometimes, especially when you're mad. But I feel like we just talk about what's best for our kids and what we want for them. So it's like at the end of the day, if it's like I did something wrong, he calls me out on it, instead of me attacking him, I would just like, even if I'm pissed, it's like I just, you know, take a second to like calm down and then come back to the conversation. As far as different views go when it comes to parenting, I think you guys should just have a sit down and talk about it, because I don't feel like there's anything worse than feeling undermined in front of your kids. I feel like that's so disrespectful. I feel like that's just not okay to be undermined or disregarded in front of the kid, because then your kid is like, oh, okay, well, dad said that I can't do this, but I know mom will, so I'm just gonna ask mom for everything and undermine what dad's saying if dad's saying no, you know? So I feel like you guys should definitely have a conversation about what is, like, what's the deal? Like, what do you want your kids to believe, and what is acceptable behavior, and what is not? And what is not? And yeah, you just have to have that conversation with each other, just without the kids involved first. Next question is, what is your favorite song? My favorite song right now is probably Superposition by Daniel Caesar. I love him so freaking much, guys. He is like such a talented artist. So if I was you, I would definitely go check him out if you haven't already, because it's like, what are you even doing, you know? So yeah. What do you do for self-care? Well, right now, nothing. I really do need to get better about it. Like, self-care is so important. I know, like, every mom preaches self-care because it really is truly important, but I don't know. I just sometimes forget about it until it's, like, too late. But if I were to do something for self-care, it would probably be my hair. For a natural like myself, I try to keep it really healthy. I don't really put heat on it that much. I mean, I put heat on it for Halloween, and that was the first time I put heat on it in like 2 years. So I love to do my hair though. So I think because I have so much of it, it takes forever. So it's like a good chunk of time where I could just put on my music and just like do my hair and kind of, you know, just have some time to myself. I think when I save up a little bit more money, because I don't really like to spend money on this, but I think I want to go get it professionally done and just like treat myself that way. But yeah, no, I usually just like do it at the house and just have some me time while I do my hair. Next question is, what state am I from? I am from Colorado. Originally from Denver, Colorado, but I live right now in Colorado Springs, Colorado, which it's like super pretty here, but you know, that's pretty much all. Next question is, do I want any more kids? The answer is no, I don't. Me and my husband have decided we're not having any more kids. No planned, I should say, because you know, you never know. Like, we said that was Hazel, and look at that. I had Jackson, but we don't want any more kids. If I were to get pregnant though, I would not be upset about it, because I just, after having Jackson, I don't know why, I just love all of the babies. But I think with my mental sanity, it's just gonna be best if I have two. Sorry about all these Jackson noises. Like, he's super fighting sleep right now, and it's like, dude, if you're this tired, just go to sleep. Does anybody else's baby do that, where they just like scream and cry and like make noises instead of just actually doing what they need to do, which is go to sleep? Speaking of, just a quick side note story. Today, he freaking screamed for like an hour and a half. And I check him, obviously. I didn't just let him scream for that time. But I like would go in there, pat him, put him down, because he would just be standing up in his crib in his room. And I'm like, okay, dude, we'll like lay down and go to sleep. So I would like pat him and be like, it's okay, I'm right here. Lay down, go to sleep. I'd, you know, pat him on the back and he'd be super chill, and then I'd leave the room, and then like 10 minutes later, he'd just be screaming again. And he did that for like an hour and a half, and I was like so defeated that I just put him in my bed, because I knew he would just go to sleep, which is like a mom fail on my part, because I should have stuck with it, but I didn't. So negative points for Vashti, but yeah, I just, ugh. His screaming is just so sad. I'm just like, fine, just whatever, just come here. I like have to do other things, you know? So, and also when he does that, Hazel doesn't go to sleep. So it's like, okay, well now you're screaming, and also your sister won't go to sleep because you're screaming. So yeah, I just had to. But anyway, next question. What is my favorite color? My favorite color is, well, I actually have three favorite colors, but my all-time favorite color is orange. I think it's unique and it's super, I don't know, I just love it. But my other favorite colors are mustard yellow and olive green, because, just all those colors together actually are just like super pretty. I love it. Next question. How old was I when I had my kids? When I had my daughter, I was 19, and when I had my son, I was 21 or 22. How old was I when I had him? 21. I was 21. Wow. Anyway, math. Yes, I was 19 and I was 21. What is your biggest fear is the next question. Well, since I'm very scared, I'm a very anxious, scared person. I've talked about this a lot. So, a lot. I'm scared of a lot. So my greatest fear though, it's like, is it like a logical or irrational fear? Because like my, logical, I guess, fear would be drowning. I'm like scared to drown or choke or like, I guess my fear is not breathing. That doesn't matter really how. It's just like drowning sucks, choking sucks, all of that sucks. I don't want to die by the lack of air. But like, I'm deathly afraid of the elevator. I hate the elevator. I've always hated the elevator since I can remember. It just gives me such anxiety because I'm just scared I'm just gonna get stuck in there. And it's funny because my dad actually told me that when my mom was pregnant with me, she got stuck in the elevator. And I'm like, okay, see? Maybe that's a sign. Don't go in elevators, Vashti, because you get stuck. So, elevators suck. Rats, super scared of rats. Rats are just, ugh, mice, all that. Yuck, not a fan. If you have a pet rat or mice or whatever, like, keep that away from me. I am not that person that likes that. Ugh, okay, gross. Anyway, moving on. Next question is, what would I do if Hazel told me she was pregnant at a young age? Well, first of all, I wouldn't freak out because I feel like that's literally the wrong, expression when somebody tells you that, especially if you're young. I mean, like I said, I was 19 when I had her, so I was old enough where like I wasn't in high school anymore. I can make my own decisions, but it depends on how old she is as well. If she's like super young, like in high school or something like that, where it's like she's still dependent on me, we'd have to have just like a serious talk. I'd ask her where her head is, what she wants to do, what she's thinking about doing, what she's scared of, and her worries and stuff with keeping it or giving it up or whatever she, decides. Yeah, I just make sure that she's taking it seriously, but more importantly than anything in the whole world, I would just want to let her know that no matter what, her mom is here. Like, I'm not gonna disown her. She's not, kicked out of the house or anything crazy like that. Like, I will support her decision no matter what it is, and I will help her through it, And yeah, I couldn't even imagine, like, if, I was just like turned away and shunned because I got pregnant. That just sounds like the worst kind of situation. I'm trying to scroll through some of these just because I'm trying to get like the juicy ones. How do you and your husband make time for sex? Well, now we make time for sex because the kids, we moved their selves into their own room. So now it's like we have our own room to ourselves, which is like obviously we can do it anytime we want, which is like super cool. And I'm like not used to it, but before, I won't lie, it was a while. It was like a year. It was like a long ass time. So we really didn't make it a priority just because we were so busy and it was just like the last thing on our minds. But I would say to make it a priority because I can honestly say that our relationship did suffer because of it. Just because it's like you don't really under like I guess you underestimate how important something is until it's not there. And so, like, now that we, make it a priority to, like, have intimate times, it just has really helped our connection, our relationship, our communication. It just really helps. So I would just make sure that even if it's like you can't, your kids are in bed with you, you can't find any time. Well, then that's what friends are for. That's what grandparents are for. Aunt and uncles, that's what they're for because you're gonna need your time alone. So if you have to like ship them off to whoever for, a couple hours or like a night or something just to have some alone time, I would definitely 100% recommend it. What have you learned from doing the podcast? I would say that I've learned a little bit about myself. I've learned what I'm capable of, that I'm strong, because it can be so easy to just, if you're not seeing the results that you want when you want them, to give up. And I have been the one to do that where I quit before I can fail, which means you failed, but it's like, well, I failed because I quit, you know? It's not because I tried and it didn't work out. And I have stood in the way of my success my whole life. I've always been a doubter. I've always been negative in my mind, like, you can't do this, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, you don't have enough experience, blah blah blah. I've always been that person in my head. And so this has just shown me that even if I'm struggling, I can push through it, I can succeed, and I can go on the other side a much better person for, you know, trying, for pushing through it. And so I'm super proud of myself for lasting even 6 months, because there's been weeks where I'm like, I don't want to upload. I don't even want to record. I don't even want to look at my planner or anything about, you know, I don't want to contact a guest. I don't, it's like, what's the point, you know? What, there's like 30 people listening. Oh, now there's 10 people listening. Oh, now there's 50 people listening, you know? So it's like, I just, it's so hard for me to just stick to something because, like I said, of that fear. So I think this podcast has taught me that I can, you know, push through that, and the voice, those negative voices, I can shut them down, like, shut them down, and just push them down. So I think that's what I've, my biggest lesson, I guess, I've learned about myself. My next question is, how did you name your kids? Well, with Hazel, I have wanted to name her Hazel my whole life. There's been a couple names that have just been always there. Once I heard it, I was like, oh, I'm gonna name my kid that. So Hazel was one of them. I really wanted to name my daughter Billy. That was one of them. And so we were going through names, and I was like, I really like the name Hazel, and Zach loved it. So that was super easy. We named Hazel, I was like maybe 15 weeks pregnant. I didn't even know if it was a boy or a girl, but we were just like, it's either Hazel, or we actually were going to name her, if she was a boy, Jace. Don't really know where that name came from, but his name was going to be Jace Ricky Ruiz, which, you know, okay. But yeah, so it was a girl, obviously, so her name was Hazel. But with Jackson, we could not figure out his name for the longest time. It was so hard this time. I don't know why, but at first, his name was going to be, I don't even remember. What was his name going to be? It was going to be something, and we agreed on it way in advance. And so I was like super in love with the name. And then, I don't know, I just started picturing him, and I just couldn't think, like, I couldn't see him as this name. And so Zach was super mad because it was like a Cowboys player, and he was just like, so in love with it. Oh, that's what it was. It was Landry, which I love, by the way. I love the name Landry, but every time I kept thinking of my son being named Landry, I just could not, I don't know, it just, whatever. So we went back to the drawing board, and then finally we were like, oh, what if his name was Little Jack Jack? And then he was like, Jackson. And so we looked up different names that had like Jack in it. And so we were like, yeah, we like Jackson, but we don't want it to be Jackson. So we liked Jackson, Jackson. So we named it Jaxon, which I love because it's super unique, but it's still like, you know, you can say his name. It's not like, what does that say? It's like clearly Jackson. And so, yeah, I love it. And yeah, that's the story on how we named them. So I think I'm going to just do one more because, yeah. Sorry, I'm just like scrolling through these. Okay, this is gonna be the last question. What is something that you would tell your former self about your insecurities? Which is like, whoever asked this question, such a good question, because I actually look at pictures of myself and I remember how I felt, and I'm just like, oh my God, that breaks my heart that you ever felt that way. And I would just tell myself, it is not that big a deal. Like, it's not even important what you're stressing about. Like, get over it. There's so much more that you could be putting your energy towards and your time and your focus instead of this thing. And like I've said, like, I will talk about this in a whole other episode, but the main thing that I talk about is my self-esteem, because I've never had self-esteem. I have no idea why, but I just haven't. I've never had confidence in myself, especially when it came to my physical appearance. And so I would just tell myself that it doesn't matter. There's so much other things to worry about. Like, your looks, I mean, sometimes it does, but like if you're like a model or something, but looks don't define how successful you are. What matters is how you treat people, if you're kind, if you're smart, if you're hardworking. Like, these are the traits that matter, not your exterior. Like, that's so secondhand. Like, it doesn't, it shouldn't be the, you know, the at the forefront of your mind. And so it's like, that's what I focused on. So if I could tell my old self something about my insecurities, it would just be to stop focusing on them and just like focus on your strengths and, you know, your confidence as far as, like I said, being smart, hardworking, and like going for the things that you want to go for. So that was the end of this episode. I hope you guys liked it. It was super fun answering your guys' questions. I can't wait to do the next Q&A. If you guys have any questions that you want me to ask, you can't wait till the next Q&A, then obviously DM us at The Aspiring Mother Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. I would love to answer your guys' questions if you have any. And yeah, thank you again for getting us to 6 months, because this was a joint effort, and I'm so excited that we're on this journey together with being uplifting and positive for one another. It really means the world to me that I get to be a part of this. So thank you again, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, bye, aspiring mothers. If you liked this episode, definitely leave a rating review. I would love to hear what you guys have to say about it. Thank you, and keep aspiring.